get everyone awake.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Is that Toscan anything over yet, or is he still playing?
Everybody's asleep.
No, we're not asleep.
I didn't even know you were playing.
It's a self-introductory. It goes blast on. That'll get their attention and make it sit
good.
Down, shut
good.
Up,
This is Friday, and Friday is the day of the California Pop Song Sandwich, which means we are opening and closing our session today on California popular music. And our session will go for a record 13 hours. I don't know, was there a pun?
Record. Oh, okay.
Yeah, really, really bad. Okay. And you're on the wrong track, so. You'll fortify yourselves with coffee, but I'm told the music is gonna wake us up and we're gonna do a little Don McNeil and take a march around in a few minutes, sing along. So with that, I'm pleased to introduce you to our members from Sacramento, right? And Tom and Virginia Hawthorne to talk about California music.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, is that, yeah, I'm on. I have 30 minutes for this, and this program, last time I timed it was about 29 and a half minutes, so I am going to start without further ado, and if you're not sitting down, you better sit down.
Sounds like a song title.
Yes.
I can't sit down.
Are we gonna lower lights a bit? Short. Now am I here? Okay, are there lights here to lower this?
I think you can see it here.
Watch. Something. No? All right, here we go.
Heck with it.
It asks me that every time. My macros might have viruses. I made them. Good morning, everybody. I hope, obviously, I'm the Virginia half. Over here is my husband, Tom, my musical advisor and my lovely assistant. If you haven't had enough coffee this morning, we're going to wake you up anyway. There's going to be lots of music, lots of pictures, a few surprises, and here we go.
I come from Salem City with my washbowl on my knee. I'm going to California, the gold dust for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry, and the sun so hot I froze to death. Oh, brothers, don't you cry. Oh, California, that's the land for me. I'm bound for Sacramento with my washbowl on my knee. I soon shall be in Francisco, then I'll look around, and when I see the nuggets there, I'll pick them off the ground. I'll scrape the mountains clean, my boys, drain the rivers dry, and a pocket full of rocks bring home, so brothers, don't you cry. Oh, California, that's the land for me. I'm bound for Sacramento with my washbowl on my knee.
What you see on the screen now is the same song, essentially, with much different words. Oh, Susanna was one that you could put a lot to. This is evidently a reprint of an 1849 piece. I have a bit of doubts about it, but it's a neat one at any rate. It gives an entirely different view. California was a fairly primitive society, and when Marshall made the discovery at Sutter's Mill in 1848. But when the miners and their followers came to California and they came streaming in, roaring in, the whole place changed forever. The Native Americans, who were already subject to suppression and a great deal of difficulty, especially with diseases that had been brought in by the Spanish settlers, were almost totally decimated. Some groups just vanished entirely from the face of the earth. The Californios, the Spanish and the Mexican people who had been here for some 75 years, had very little share in the gold rush itself. And the miners themselves lived exceedingly difficult lives, many suffering early death from disease, from violence, from accidents. Very few of them got rich in the mines. Life was frequently, was, and to steal from one of my favorite anthropological references, it was nasty, brutal, and short. However, the gold rush ended, as they tend to do fairly quickly, and the railroad across the continent was completed in 1868, only 20 years after gold was discovered. That's how long it took to just open up the place wide open. And California and the entire nation really started facing the future by cleaning up the past. We pretend it never happened. And this morning we're going to show you a bit of this era of ballyhoo and boosterism in California. There, I seem to be on a little better. As represented by examples of both the music and the sheet music, images from the late 19th through the early 20th century, about the first half of the 20th century. Red Wing is probably one of the most fantastic pieces of the genre of Indian covers. Of course, she never existed. There was never anything like this on the face of the earth except on this piece of sheet music. She's gorgeous. I mean, this piece is just a knock your socks off one. We rarely find it in very good condition because it ended up in people's piano drawers and got crunched pretty badly. But beautiful Red Wing is no more Indian than I am. Here's a California example of this era of the noble savage, as they say, which is the most amazing oxymoron. She's quite different from the mythical Indian princess that Red Wing was, and the Ramona pageant is still in operation today. It is something that is still very popular. I have no idea who this actress was in this picture, who the girl is. It does not credit her anywhere. But this is one of the early pieces of California rehabilitating the Native Americans. In the period after 1848, the missions had fallen into mostly complete disrepair and ruin in many cases. And there was a period afterwards, by the early 20th century, we were rehabilitating the missions, so to speak. A little bit of the music. Right here in Santa Barbara. It's a beautiful thing. Go up to the mission if you get a chance. There's also a revival and interest in the Spanish culture. Again, in a romanticized form, as you will see. This is just for Mike.
Yo soy firme para amarte y constante en el querer. Qué trabajos pasa un hombre cuando quiera una mujer. Yo soy firme para amarte y constante en el querer. Qué trabajos pasa un hombre cuando quiera una mujer. Con el cabo tin, 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 que esta noche va a llover. Con el cabo tin, 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 que será el amanecer. Con el cabo tin, 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 que esta noche va a llover. Con el cabo tin, 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 que será el amanecer.
As you can see, the vision was, again, the romanticized one of all the women were young and beautiful, and they wore high combs in their hair, and they stayed on the balcony in the moonlight. This particular one here is the theme song of Romantic California, and I haven't been able to find very much about that. But there was a Charles Presley who was the first chair of a committee to have the celebration here in Santa Barbara when the new 1924 Libretto Theater was built. So I kind of guess that this may be the same man. I do not have that nailed down, but it's a pretty good guess. Whoops. All right, we'll just say next. Again, the Gold Rush from the introduction to this one. This is a collection of songs about and by that era, I think highly edited. But Beth Moore in here, introduction to this, says, "These songs give a vivid picture of the golden days of our lost romance. I love the big guy in the middle. You notice his partner? She's a flapper. Look at that. Short skirt, bobbed hair, high heels, 1927. Here's one of the tunes found in this collection.
You're gazing now on old Tom Moore, a relic of bygone days. Tis a bum or two they call me now, but what care I for praise? It's off, says I, in the days gone by, it's off do I repine. For the days of old when we dug out gold in the days of 49.
Did you win?
There's old Aunt Jess, that hard old cuss who never would repent. He never missed a single meal and he never paid a cent. But old Aunt Jess, like all the rest, at death did he resign. And in his bloom he went up the flume in the days of 49.
Did you love that? The days of 49 just absolutely fascinates people even to today. This is a piece put out in 1939 to celebrate the opening, or rather celebrate the 100th anniversary of the settlement at Sutter's Fort in Sacramento, the first Anglo-American settlement, actually the Swiss, but the first non-local settlement. The fort there has been reconstructed today, and you can see it. This, where did my arrow go? There it is. This emblem here is on the back of this piece. So even on a piece of sheet music designed to celebrate 1839, we have to have Sacramento has romance today as in 49. Again, that gold rush, won't let go of them. But I love this little girl here, ready to step daintily out of her covered wagon. Look at her sausage curls and her party dress and the whole bit. I assure you that women did not look like that when they arrived after 7 months on the road. By any means. By, of course, the late 19th, early 20th centuries in this country, in fact, all over the world, was an era of the huge fairs and expositions, the Chicago and places like that. And California had its share of these enormous fairs as well. And they attracted people from literally all over the world, which was the whole idea. One of the early ones in California was in San Francisco, as most things were. 1893-1894, the Midwinter Exposition. This is a nice kind of overview of it, aerial view, if you wish. Perhaps taken the idea of I don't know if the guy rode, there's a, you'll see in the next picture, a hot air balloon. I was wondering if that's where he got his view here. But you can see that the fairgrounds here. Over here, my arrow is showing. Over here is the a bit of San Francisco Bay in the hills beyond. Notice it's dedicated to Mrs. Kate DeYoung. And if any of you are familiar with San Francisco, the DeYoung family, very, very wealthy family, the DeYoung Museum is a legacy of that family. But I want you to keep your eye on, come on, Arrow, there we are. Keep your eye on this tower. These fairs have to have a tower. I mean, the tower is the symbol. Think Eiffel Tower, think Space Needle in Seattle. Well, there's the tower. It was the electric tower, and in 1893, an electrified monument like that was a very big deal. You'll notice there's fireworks going off in the background. Here's the balloon I was telling you about. And if you have the piece of sheet music in your hand, you can see that says Babe across there. I have no idea who or what Babe was. But obviously the electric tower was a big deal. We have another piece that isn't in this program, but you'll be able to come and look at it, another piece of Electric Tower sheet music. 1915, you have the Panama Pacific Exposition and the celebration of the opening of the Panama Canal. Another big deal, big fair. 1915 was a big year for fairs in California for some reason, or else it was a big year for sheet music about fairs. We have...
Yes, the
art museum that's not a whole lot's left. They aren't designed to stay forever, which has always broken my heart. You know, I think, they build these plaster things and then gone. And it sort of breaks your heart. But here's one, an invitation to the Sacramento Valley. This is home territory here, the Sacramento Exposition Committee. Another 1915, the Fiesta de Oro in Fresno. Again, we got to grab the gold rush. Oro, of course, is gold in Spanish. The Spanish heritage. Here we have a bullfight. There was never a bullfight anywhere near Fresno, I don't imagine. Here's a mission. Fresno has no mission. But, you know, we got to bring it all together. Days of 49 again. Now, this is not the same song. This was a big come on for the 75th anniversary of, guess what? The discovery of gold. This was put out by the Sacramento Chamber of Commerce a couple of years early. It's a come-on. It's come to California, come to Sacramento, come to the big celebration. I understand there was also a big to-do way ahead of time because one of the events of this was a beard-growing contest. And they started way early to give the guys time to get nice and scruffy and bearded for the celebration. Give them plenty of time. Now, we have the winner over here who has not even had to work at it. However, I understand that one of the requirements is that you went down and you registered clean shaven. You're out, bucko. You're done. 1939, moving right along here. For those who are not familiar with the area, Treasure Island is an island in San Francisco Bay. There's a causeway here that you can see. Well, this is one of my favorite pictures because if you look here, there's a line of cars. This is the entrance gate right here. And what you have is a California traffic jam. I just love it. This was an Art Deco masterpiece. There's bits and pieces of it left. We went to see it in 1989 after the earthquake. They had to put off the celebration. But you'll notice tower. Keep your eyes on the tower again. They had their tower. Come on, puppy. There we go. It was the Tower of the Sun. This thing was 400 feet tall and then topped by a 22-foot golden phoenix. You know, that was the bird that rises out of the ashes. And that was the symbolism of this one here. And there is Billy Rose's take on the same thing from the Aquacade of the same year. This is the same year there was a World's Fair going on in New York, one at each end of the continent. But apparently they had enough to go around for everybody. You find all kinds of treasures and souvenirs of these World's Fairs. People tend to keep them. Going to the World's Fair was a big event in your life, and you got all these souvenirs, and you kept them. And so we find a lot, proportionally more than you would expect. But this was quite unexpected. You get to listen to him.
Heartless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean. White with home, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Now there you are, warts and all. You never know what you're going to find on these little self-recorded things. Don't know who Ernie was or anything about him. We have three of those, and this was the only one that was playable any longer. The others have just deteriorated to the point where you can't get anything off of them.
It's always orange days in California. Forget your winter snow. Come out and see them grow. The golden sun is here to warn you for every golden.
make you used to the golden climate of this way. So hop a tringle down, yeah, and come out to California on golden orange day.
Can you believe somebody could sing Hop a Train, Gol Darn Ya, and Come Out to California and get away with it? It's just too much. These boosters were just shameless. It was just wonderful stuff. Every one of them is just a hoot. We could have gotten extra copies. I couldn't locate Blake and Amber. I was going to bring extra copies so you could have a sing-along, but we couldn't find them. But another thing we discovered in our adventures with all the sheet music and so on, I keep setting aside California stuff, is a wealth of self-published music. People locally write, they're compelled to write songs about California. I was wondering if people wrote songs about New Jersey or South Dakota or something, but yes, but this is self, these are folks, this is the lady that teaches Sunday school, and her husband owns the auto dealership, and he gets it published for her, because as you'll see, there are a lot of them. They are very low budget, as you can see, mostly written by women. I would love to research some of these composers. In fact, we had friends over one time, and one of these, they said, oh, the such and such family is still here. They knew about them. Whether it was exactly the same family, I don't know. Now, everybody, every town, every location in California has its own special song. So we're going to run through a few examples here. You don't even need an introduction to the special song.
Oh, I'm packing my grill, and I'm leaving today.
No extra points for knowing who's singing there.
California way. I'm going to settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the West begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating, she's gonna be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, Carabarre. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Now, what we discovered were there's two angles of this. You have the boosters writing about California. Everybody come to California, it's sunny, it's bright, the fruit grows, it never rains, it's wonderful. Then you have a series of songs written by people as they saw California. And this is an example of it. If you'll look here at this wonderful picture, see the saguaro cactus? The nearest saguaro cactus to the San Fernando Valley is Tucson, which is many hundreds of miles away. There are no saguaro cactuses anywhere near. But somebody that was doing the artwork thought they had seen, you know, the old movies that are all taken around Tucson, the old westerns, and they all had saguaro cactus, so there's got to be those out west. So that's what you have. This is not such a new thing. Many of the pioneers came out here diligently following guidebooks written by people who'd never been out here, had never been over the trail, and many of them died as a result. If you've ever heard of the Donner Party, that's partly what their problem was. The other was pure stupidity. Now, more places. Since we are from Sacramento, we have the privilege of having two examples from Sacramento. But notice that, I don't know if you can see it. It's hard to see it even when you have the sheet music in your hand, but both of these young women have pistols. I mean, this is a gun here in her hand. It's a pistol. And this one is wearing a holster. And of course, you notice the high mountains all around Sacramento. You know, you know what the Sacramento Valley looks like? It looks like Oklahoma is what it looks like.
Sacramento, that's the only
horses.
Place I know. Honest,
the Wild
I
West.
Would be content to live and die in Sacramento. Hi there, hoopla, hop up and away we'll go. All aboard for sunny Sacramento.
Then we have another one. My favorite. Oh. More horses. More horses. On the Wild West.
Up in Sacramento, Figs is big and black. Up in Sacramento, there's a little shack. Way up in the valley where the plums is mighty blue. Up in Sacramento, I'll be seeing you.
Sacramento, California, far away, way out in the west. Sacramento, California, that's the land I love the best. Sacramento!
Love that. Oh, this was, of course, in the waning days of sheet music. By the 50s, the sheet music industry was going this way, but this is definitely a high-budget song. It sounds like Dmitri Tiomkin's music for the big widescreen Panavision Westerns. I just absolutely love that. I became a Hoagy Carmichael fan immediately.
San Francisco, open your golden gate. You let no stranger wait outside your door. San Francisco, here is your wandering one, saying I'll wander no more. Other places only make me love you best. Tell me you're the heart of all the golden west. San Francisco, welcome me home again. I'm coming home to go roaming no more.
Pretty neat, huh? Actually, you probably think that you're looking at a lovely view of the Golden Gate. Wrong. You were looking at the Golden Gate Bridge. This is the Golden Gate, and you'll see there is no bridge. In fact, until 1937, there was no bridge. And even today, there are hardly any bridges in any sheet music. We have never found any. And I thought it was interesting that the song commemorating the opening of the Golden Gate, the front of that piece of sheet music doesn't have the bridge. You would think they would have figured out how to put it on there. The back, this is the back of the same piece of sheet music. It's full of statistics, but it is strictly it's on construction, it's on building, it's on the industrial side of it. How long is it? How many miles of everything? How many pounds of steel? All this stuff. But the view of the Golden Gate as a thing that I believe we mainly have by now, the romantic, the beautiful, the evocative thing of San Francisco Bay, it just didn't exist back in these days. It was a bridge, and we're proud of it, and it's biggest and longest and highest and widest and holds the most cars and does those sorts of things. But going on around in San Francisco, this is probably the most historically interesting piece we have. It's difficult to see even when you're looking at it right in front of you. The picture is not real clear. But if you will look here, this is actually taken from a Sunset magazine in 1907. And if you can look here, if I can get my arrow going, these buildings here are roofless. These are ruins. See that? You're looking right through that building. It has no roof. It has no windows. This is a post-fire picture right after the 1906 San Francisco fire. And excuse me. What you have here, there's piles of lumber stacked up here. These are builders. They're rebuilding. Up here are two men standing literally on the tops of the walls, but they are surveying the area. Obviously, they are workers. So historically, this is a really interesting piece. Golden Gate Park was the big thing in San Francisco. This is where you went to see and be seen. You rode your fanciest horse, or you had your fanciest carriage with your fanciest lady by your side, riding through the park, listening to this music, no doubt.
Oh, Santa Catalina,
have found more sheet music and more music about Catalina Island than any other single location in all of California. And I'm not exactly sure why, but it goes way back. We found pieces of sheet music from way before the turn of the 20th century. And it seems to have captured the imagination, the romance, if you like, of California from far back. So we thought we'd just show you a few of the pieces of the many, many that there are as you listen to one of the many, many songs.
I found my love in Avalon, beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and sailed away. I dream of her.
Fold this one up and send it home to Mom in Iowa. Naturally, California went to get in the action. We've never found a recording of this by Mary Garden, but we've found many, many others of I Love You, California. Fortunately, we have a good state song. Going on, you knew California had to get into the action with production. There's some early California record labels, if you label collectors want to drool. There's the Holy Grail. That's right. Second one here, the Golden Sunset. Love that one. Now we're going to pressing in Oakland, starting in 1924. You'll notice this is pretty late, though, in getting into the music biz, really. But there's how you tell an Oakland pressing. Come on, Arrow. See the O right up there. Yep. That's how you tell. And they got and these even dragged on later. Here's a little one. I think they had a catalog of one. There it is, one. California poppies, the state flower, are everywhere, including on lots of sheet music, lots of self-published sheet music, as you'll see. Fred had the money to publish big time for his wife. Name Burlingame mean anything to anybody? I don't know if this is the same family, but it just kind of indicates that it might. California state mammal is the grizzly, which appears everywhere except in the wild in California, where it's now extinct, which maybe I'm glad enough that it is. This is the picture's from a later version of that California, I love you, California, you saw earlier. He's got his shirt on. See, a bear appears everywhere. It's also a symbol of the native sons of the Golden West. Of course, this is the California Bear Flag Republic flag. Now, the train, what you've seen and heard this morning is just a tip of the iceberg. We have lots more songs without the sheet music, lots more sheet music without the records. Some of them were never recorded. But there's just a lot more there. But it's appropriate that we wind up this morning with a biggie, the biggest booster song by the self-appointed greatest entertainer in the world. I know you've been waiting for this. You can sing along if you wish. Hear the train? It's going west.
When the wintry winds start blowing and the snow is starting in a fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. California, here I come, right back where I started from. Where flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing, and everything a sun gets lifted. Don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California. Here I come.
We have brought the books with all the sheet music in it. We'll put them somewhere.
We'll put it back in the exhibit tables.
So you can just leaf through them.
Until about noon, so you browse through and look at them.
We have something for you, David.
David, come on up here. David is the one that really helped us put this thing together, so he deserves as much credit. So just as a personal token.
Oh, wow.
I was afraid this wouldn't work, and then it went through California. Here I come too fast, and I had no idea why. I think because Sam was saying,
that's exactly
it's time, it's time, it's time.
Yeah. No, I didn't.